Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about spirituality, healing, energy, alternative medicine, higher levels of consciousness, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun way to nourish your spirit. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
I want to welcome everybody to the Transformation Cafe. It's Transformational Tuesday. As always, wonderful to go ahead and have Miss Gloria. How are you tonight? We seem to be having a little difficulty with Miss Gloria tonight. We're going to try to get her back on here a second. See how things are going. So tonight we're going to talk about a really interesting article that I saw in Mind Body Green. If you go to mindbodygreen.com, it's a wonderful website that just has all kinds of really wonderful information on a regular basis. They pretty much post things just about every day, all different kinds of classes and just informational things with nutrition and just wellness. And there was an article there about a woman who is 92 years old and practices yoga. It's a really interesting, just if she considers herself 92 years young, and just the different things that she has available, I wanted to really share with that with Gloria, so hopefully she's going to be able to get back on the air. But it's a really cool article talking about just longevity and happiness, and some of the challenges and stuff that she's had in working to go ahead and with her lifestyle and things that she has. So let's see if we can get Gloria back on here. Hey, Gloria.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. We're going to have a little bit of technical difficulty, but yay, you're back on the air. So welcome to the Transformation Cafe, and thanks for being a regular diner here. We appreciate that.
And thank you so much for inviting me to be on your show. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so glad that you're here. And I'm Robin Misevich, one of the regular hosts here on the Transformation Cafe. I want to thank everybody who subscribes to our blog, and we'd really love you to rate us to let us know how you're liking the show. Any questions or comments and things like that, there's always going to be an opportunity on the back end of the show to be able to leave any kind of things that you want to let us know about and how you like the show. Any further guest chefs that you'd like to go ahead and have us get to know about so we can go ahead and have them on the air. We really welcome that as well. And if you want to go ahead and get into the chat room, our calling number is 626-727-3206. And we will have our chat room open if you want to go ahead and do that. So I told Gloria there was going to be a surprise topic tonight because I think it's sometimes it's nice to be just kind of talking just in the moment. And she was so cute. I checked in with her a little while ago and she was like, I love surprises. So far so good, huh, Gloria? We're surprised, so it's all good. So I was sharing before that we had a I love Mind Body Green. It's a wonderful website that has all kinds of really cool articles about just all kinds of wellness, mindfulness, nutrition, and things that are just very poignant for what people are wanting to just really be more in a very conscious lifestyle. And there's a really cool article about a 92-year-old yogi who is sharing her secrets about happiness and longevity. And I just thought that would be a neat conversation for us to kind of get into. So wanted to go ahead and kind of introduce you to her and all the different stuff that she's kind of going on. So it's very, very cool. So she's 92, and she says that she's had three careers over her lifetime, and it's taken her that long to really realize who she is and that she likes herself. And I think that's one of the number one things when it comes to health and wellness is that we really love ourselves. And society isn't necessarily supporting those kind of things about, you know, being self-centered and things like that. But that genuine love for yourself, I think, is a very, very important component to just wellness and happiness. And like I said, she's 92, and what I really loved about all the different stuff that they talked about was she really didn't realize a lot of a sense of herself until she was in her 80s. And that's really when she got into yoga. This girl is amazing. She practices yoga. She dances the tango. She flies on trapeze and jumps rope. And these are just some of the things that she, I don't know if she does trapeze anymore, but she definitely is out there and willing to risk, willing to challenge herself with just different things that she has going on with different stuff. So when it comes to the happiness and just when with your growth of yourself, Gloria, a question for you about when it comes to just the senses you're maturing as a woman, when it comes to just the challenges for yourself and looking at happiness and getting to be very comfortable with yourself, is there some kind of pearl of wisdom that you'd like to share?
Well, today I was walking through, I'm giving a talk on Sunday about love and wellness, and I happened to be thinking about kind of laying the groundwork and thinking about how it is that I wanted to present my message, what kind of direction I wanted to come from, so that it's more of a motivational as well as an informational type of talk. And mm-hmm. I got to think about how many people, when you're born, you are born in a human body that is either male or female. And the gender issues aside for just a moment, about whether or not you feel drawn to being male or female in that body, just going with the idea of being female in a female body and male in a male body. And I was thinking about my journey to date, and I was wondering about how many people have really taken the time, when we're born and we're born into our body and we assume, like I assume I am female. And later midlife, I started to look at being male. And I decided to sample that for a while and going with attitudes and exploring, what I saw as opposite of what I was as a female in a male perspective, and then moving into a space of being androgynous where it wasn't really male and it wasn't really female, it just existed and it was being detached. And I recently was talking with someone and they were talking about the Buddhist, Confucius, I don't remember who it was, but there was a Buddhist I've forgotten the number, where it talks about being in an animalistic sense. I mean, we are a spirit born in a human body. And I was thinking about how once I moved, I'd been in the androgynous state for quite a while, and I decided that I wanted to come back and, really be aware of being female in a female body. And it was amazing because I looked at, the various levels of people got talking about being more powerful as a woman. And I started looking at the energetic frequencies between the male and the female. And just the idea of being able to kind of dance through, different aspects of who we are. And I was thinking about it, I wonder how many people have actually taken the time to be aware and to separate, to define, to play with, and to just kind of experiment along the way, and how it's really quite an interesting life to be able to go back and forth in those roles.
I bet a majority of people haven't even considered that something to actually even ponder within themselves. So that I think that's a really great thing to be able to just. And I think it gives you a new appreciation for the sex that you are, doesn't it?
It does. And it opens up more of an awareness of people on the planet, and actually becoming more connected in that space of oneness where, you look around and you find yourself connected to people as human beings. And there's a sense of being detached yet connected. And it's almost like being at arm's length from your human body while you're in it, and then having people around you and being able to see their spirit separate but yet within the human body. And know, mm-hmm. looking at how people are, you know, when we go through our physical development, and, you know, we go through the various milestones of every age that we are and the various things that happen that define our lifetime progressing on a linear level, it's interesting to also look at those milestones that we are exploring from a spiritual level as well, and being able to see our growth. It puts quite a different perspective on things.
Yeah, I think it really does too. And just like I said, and having a level of appreciation. And I ran across a mama. There's a website that's really cool that it's geared for women. And I'm going to look it up real quick on my website. But it was Mama Jenna. It's our Mama, G-E-N-A. And I was listening to an interview with her today, and she was talking about a practice, and just kind of coming up since we're talking about just a sense of awareness. But it was a practice that she does with people when she's getting even into some kind of a board meeting or brainstorming session, where each person would reflect and really get a sense of themselves. And she called it the brag. I'm trying to remember here. It was the brag, the gratitude, and then it was the desire, you know, what we want to have happening with all these different things. And I thought it was a really neat practice to be looking at that. And bragging was really cool because, like, here you're saying, you know, I get a real sense of myself. You know, society really doesn't condone us, you know, people that go around and brag about themselves. But when it comes about just a sense of personal awareness and who we are as people, and just really realizing, you know, how we're contributing, how, you know, with some of the things that we're doing in our lives, it really helps us to give a sense of just our own, our, you know, being proud of ourselves and the things that we're being able to accomplish. I think that's just a really wonderful thing to be able to let people know that you're, you know, you're aware of that. I've also done exercises, and I'm sure that you probably have too, because since you've done a lot of stuff with supporting people in self-development, we're really helping to see another person being able to brag about them and the things that they do, just helping with people's, you know, levels of self-esteem and appreciation for themselves. So I just thought that was a really neat thing. And again, that was Mama Jenna. And the thing that's funny about her too is she's getting to be quite known in more of the public speaking and things like that. She's been on Good Morning America and a few other magazines and stuff like that. That women are really coming into just really being able to embrace themselves and their abilities in just new ways, and not necessarily making it about, you know, how I do things in my work, as a, you know, especially in the workplace, but just how I contribute on just an overall basis for myself, and not being shadowed under men or anything with more of the stereotypical things that we've had in the workplace just pretty much forever. So I think that's just kind of a neat thing that you're kind of like having going along with that conversation. So what do you think of that, for bragging? And go ahead.
So maybe I missed it, but what does she have people do?
She's basically helping women to really find their voice, find their ways that they're contributing, their gifts and talents that they have, and not really hiding them anymore. Because when it comes to, you know, well, you know, people would say, well, you know, you have a dream of something that you want to be creating. How does that really contribute to society? She wanted to really help people to realize that, you know, we're just innately have things within us that are meant to come out into the world. And if we have people around us to really help to cultivate that, it's something that's easier for us to be able to express and be able to do more in a public way.
So what is she having people do before the meeting to accomplish those?
She's asking everybody to do the process of, you know, I'm going to brag about something that I'm really proud about that I've done for myself, or something that's happened in my life that I want to brag about. And actually, when she did the exercise with this talk that they did, she was actually bragging about the relationship between the person who was interviewing her and herself, and how they both have had dreams that they want to be putting out into the world, and they were helping each other to make that happen. So she was bragging about the relationship. So it wasn't necessarily anything about herself. It's just bragging about really being happy that that was something that was occurring. And then she went into the gratitude. So it's my brag, my gratitude, and my desire. And then the gratitude was having the opportunity to be on a show and being able to talk to her, and just seeing that her desire at the beginning of being able to be Mama Jenna is being able to be that voice that helps to inspire their other people. Because one thing that she does, Mama Jenna does, is when it comes to, she's really into helping people to realize that you can plan, but you can get to a point when you're planning that you actually can sabotage yourself because you stay in that planning mode and you don't allow there to be pleasure and fun and just being able to be more in a place of just, you know, wonder of like, where can this go next? And let me be in a playful way to be able to have that open to it. I'm not stuck in that one mode of obsessing about, you know, making sure that it's being productive and just play with it and see what happens. And then the desire, my desire of how you want to be able to move things forward. To me, my desire is really my intention. You know, what is my wish? What is my intention for moving into whatever, you know, if you're in a meeting, how you might want to have that happen or how you might be able to be contributing and things like that. So it just turned into a really cool conversation in it. I get to see how, I know for me, and I know that you and I have done this in the past, just when we have our just personal conversations about, you know, it's kind of a natural transition from one thing to another and the way we would be there to talk and support one another and just having these things in our dreams and ways that we can be contributing out in the world. Like you're saying, you've got this talk coming up. I know we've had conversations about, you know, how I could help you with that and what you're wanting to do. Just having somebody you can brainstorm with and being able to say, this is the direction I want to go. What do you think? And helping to perpetuate that into having it being exciting and fun and informative at the same time. That kind of thing.
So I'm curious because it sounds like there's a combination it's almost like there's a mix and it's difficult to find it. It's like a cross between, what I'm hearing is a cross between business coaching and mm-hmm. someone who is looking to promote people's, I'm having these flashbacks to our conversation about the photography where they were talking about, you know, taking the selfies online mm-hmm. and really looking to reinforce who we are. And so it's almost like a cross between business coaching and ego development. It's almost mm-hmm. I'm seeing like this mixture that is not delineated very well. And so based on that, when you go into these bragging rights sessions and you talk about something that makes you feel good, is there any form of accountability or some way to quantify it so that it's actually a substantial and recognized on a conscious psychological level, so that it becomes something that we own versus something that's just words that come out of our mouth and go out into the ethers and don't stick?
Well, I think just the example that I'd heard, and originally where I found this was on Marie TV, Marie Folio. She does a Tuesday Q&A session, and she does a lot of interviews and stuff like that. We'll have that web connection that will be on the Transformation-Cafe on our website, so you can go ahead and actually see the full interview with her. But there's a stickiness to it because it's a matter of coming from your personal reflection of where you are. So you're going into a meeting or something like that. Most people, everybody knows each other, so there's a level of being familiar, and then being able to come from just a point of reflection for yourself for a second of just kind of, you know, tuning into yourself. I'm going to check in with myself and just say, where am I and how what am I grateful for, and then what's my desire, what's my intention for being in this group and connecting with everyone in this moment. So there's going to be a validity to that. There's going to be like I said, not just words, but being able to connect with that, because I think it helps to open the heart and it helps everybody to come from a level of appreciation for themselves and others, because you're basically creating a connection with everyone and being able to share in that way of making it personal and yet making it positive. And I think that's like with the 92, we're being, you know, personal and positive about ourselves.
And I see another way to actually make that stronger, and that is to, if you're going into a meeting with people who know you, I think that I shared with you about having an envelope where people in a group would, you know, throughout the weekend, they would put a 3x5 note card in there with a note to you about how you have positively mm-hmm. impacted them. And you know, keeping anything that you say, I could see keeping a journal of that so that you can go back and reflect on your own personal levels of, you know, of awareness and self-recognition. But I also think that it means more when you hear wonderful things said about you from other people, because they see things and you touch them in ways that you're unaware of. And I think that being able to take that to another level and being able to get feedback from other people, knowing that it's a safe space where people give you, you know, it's based on positive feedback. Because when we have positive feedback, then that helps to reinforce that positive action within us. It's kind of like when you're, you know, working with your children and you want to reinforce the behavior you want so you don't chastise what you don't want, because that's giving attention. You may talk about it and say this is inappropriate, but then you continue to positively give really great feedback on the action you wanted, no matter how small it is, so it continues to grow and be nurtured. So coming from other people in the room, from that perspective, I think would be really nice.
Yeah, I think so too. And, you know, I really want to go back to the lady's name that is the 92-year-old. Her name is Phyllis Suess, S-U-E-S. And, again, we're going to have that article posted along with the show so you guys can see our different stuff. She's focusing really with the yoga and the this girl jumps rope. She jumps rope for 6 minutes a day. I think that's pretty amazing. And she's 92. So I think part of it's the whole illusion of what we think 92 is, you know, or what we think getting older is, because there's such a fallacy with that, and everybody looks at the examples that we've already known of what's come in the past of, like, this is what a 92-year looks like when it comes to just a model for something like that, if not better. And gosh, with all the different advances of medicine, with all the different things that we're learning about the human body, the level of longevity is just getting longer and longer, and that's exciting. And one thing I really loved about Phyllis is, you know, she doesn't have doesn't seem to have, you know, the implants and everything else to be sustaining her wellness. And she's just taking it upon herself, personal responsibility for, you know, good health and exercise and eating well and things like that. And I love how she talks about yoga. You know, I live to do yoga, and I do yoga to live, using that as just that back and forth duality for her wellness and the way that she's really seeing that just a big part of her life. So I thought that was just a neat thing that she shared about just a sense of different consciousness, a different sense of awareness of how I move through my life and how I improve myself. I think those are really interesting things to ponder about. Like you're saying, I'm going to take time to, you know, think about my sexuality, you know, what I've been given and what my preference might be. And along with that, too, is what are my preferences for my wellness, for moving forward in my life, taking risks, looking at what keeps me happy and, you know, and keeps me in that wellness, and being able to promote those things, just like we're talking about with, you know, just with all these different things, whether it's in a work situation or self-development. There's just all these wonderful things that we can be doing on a regular basis that are helping us to just keep those positive vibes going, you know, good vibrations. I think that's a cool thing of being able to do that. So I wasn't real sure where the show was going to go, but I think it's been an interesting way of looking at it from just moving to different stuff. So let's talk a little bit about your show, your talk that you're going to have on Sunday. Where is it at, and how can people get a hold of, you know, be able to come and see you if that's a possibility for them?
Oh, it's going to be held in Carlsbad with a function that's, it's the New Earth Expo. And he's recently changed his website, and I don't have it in front of me, but it's, he has it through Facebook. And the gentleman's name is Dean Price. So you
say
can always do a Dean Price.
Dean Price, okay.
P-R-I-C-E. You can always do a Google search on him, and he has different events that happen within California on a regular basis. So his calendar and his schedule is all online, and the talk that I'm going to be giving is about love and wellness. And I've been thinking about, you know, which direction I want to come at that from, and I think that talking about a pure heart, you know, looking at you know, when we're first born, and the idea that we're born with a pure and innocent heart, and it's possible to get back there and then to develop it beyond so that we become more detached from our body, so that we can then, as being connected to Source, we can have more effect on healing our own body more effectively, and what I like to call in a time-lapse method, I call it meta-science.
Nice.
And just different mental therapies and various practices to be able to get there.
Okay. Do you know what particular time you're going to be speaking so people could look for you?
You know, I don't have the time. I came in and I'm allowing him to schedule the time. So I'm going to be there all day. And
Where is it going to be being held in Carlsbad?
It's in Carlsbad off. It's up near the Palomar exit. It's being held at the hotel that's on the other side of the Armstrong Nursery.
Oh, okay. So it's by Armstrong.
It has a windmill on the outside, and I'm sorry, I don't know the name of it.
Okay. Yeah, but if you go to Carlsbad and you do get off at the Palomar exit at that hotel with the windmill is just right there. So for people with just basic information, be able to have on that stuff too. And again, just look for the New Earth Expos. If you want to go online and be able to check that out for just, for the events and stuff that are happening in Carlsbad for the weekend, that's awesome, being able to check that out. So I'm excited for you. I think that's going to be great.
Yeah, I've decided it's time for me to get back out there, and I feel that there's a message within.
Yay! Yeah, that's very, very true, very, very true. So where will you be when you're 92?
I will only be two-thirds of the way through my life.
There you go. Will you be jumping rope and doing yoga?
I don't think that I will be doing yoga, but I may be jumping rope. I'll probably be, my goal is to make sure that I am physically fit to be able to continue horseback riding and scuba diving and preferably skiing. I would love to be up on a mountain skiing, so.
Oh, okay. There you go. Well, Phyllis is, you know, like I said, you know, from what the article was stating is, you know, still does trapeze and she tangos. Oh, my gosh. Can you think of the physical ability to be able to be a tango dancer? Quite a bit.
I know. That's intense.
That's intense. Yeah, tango is quite an intense dance, and for her to be doing it at 92. Like I said, I still feel like when I'm saying something like that, I'm kind of putting a qualifiers on it, you know. Well, you're 92. Why would you be doing tango?
You know, though.
Why not?
How many people are doing tango now? I mean, you know, if you truly have a passion for something. I mean, my passion is for skiing and being outside. So, obviously, I'm going to see myself doing that. So, depending on our passion, and I think that developing a passion for being active is very important. Just as a whole, and making sure that our children, even if we don't have the time or we're not in a pattern of doing it, encouraging our children so that it will break the pattern and continue to change the way that people live beyond us. I think it's important. I don't like hearing people standing in line in a store or, you know, even relatives are just like, oh, I'm just getting so old for that. And I don't have any time of day for that sort of attitude. So it's also an attitude that people develop, and it's a habit. It's kind of like, you know, when it rains, oh, the weather's terrible. Well, no, it's not. It's great.
I had some gentlemen come in to help do some different repairs and stuff I have at the flower shop. They were helping with do some roof repairs, and both of them were in their 70s. And these guys basically worked all day long. They got everything repaired and did a great job on that. And I felt very secure knowing that, you know, with their maturity and just their expertise, that, you know, everything was done, you know, just perfect. And I was just really, really happy to see them out there. And they just so enjoyed one another all day long when they were working together and just, you know, sawing wood and, you know, repairing the roof and things like that. It was just really, really cool to know that they were, you know, a lot of people would have said, oh, you're too old to be up on the ladder and too old to be doing all these different things. And they were just enjoying themselves and just did a marvelous job and, you know, doing the craftsman work that they just love to do, being able to work with their hands and knowing at the end of the day that they, you know, made a difference with somebody and felt good about the work they'd done. And, I mean, that's what we all want. I mean, that's I think, one of the secrets of life. Yeah, exactly. I contributed in a way, and I know my age or whatever wasn't a factor. Is my abilities and what I can do that make the difference. So I think that's something that we really need to get away from, having prejudices about age and what that is and what that isn't. It really helps us to be in a place that really supports and respects people.
Whether or not we have a college degree.
Yeah, exactly. You know, because there's so much you learn just in life with the different experiences and stuff that we had. So, well, thank you, Miss Gloria. As always, that half hour goes super, super fast.
Well, I'm glad I could be here.
Yeah, and I look forward to coming to see you on Sunday. So we'll try to make sure we have some information for everybody. And if you are, you know, curious about the information, go ahead and contact us at the Transformation Cafe, and we'll do our best to make sure that you get that information so you can see Miss Gloria live. I think that would be awesome. So we'll see you next time here at the Transformation Cafe. Thank you.
Night.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.